Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big
money at Menards. Bro, what? Are you seeing Suarez?
Look.
Bro, look at Suarez.
Nah, he's mashed.
Look at Suarez off pitch. He can't move.
Aguero can't move.
These men, they're cooked. Their feet are finished.
Yeah, Suarez used to play on.
He can't play with his youths. He's saying when he goes home, he just has to sit there and like dash a ball at them. He can't. No, I swear down. He can't play with his youths. He just. How's your touch?
Bro, there's a video of Tevez linking up with Ever and Park Ji-sung. He's doing the 21 Savage thing off the wall. He's walking on the wall to spud them. You can't even walk straight, bro.
All right then, boys, it's that time again. Saily on the daily. This is an advertisement for Saily. Saily is the affordable, easy-to-use eSIM service for international travel.
And it's sustainable.
Saily is an eSIM service that gives reliable mobile and internet connections to over 200 destinations worldwide.
Simply download the Saily app and pick a data plan.
And it will activate automatically the moment you reach your destination.
With a Saily eSIM, you ditch the physical SIM.
You save on roaming costs and never lose connection.
Forget queuing at airports for SIM cards.
And forget those sneaky roaming fees.
With Saily, you get secure internet connection on your travels and it enables you to switch your device's virtual location to back home. You can access all the apps and sites which may be blocked abroad, sports, movies, TV shows, you name it.
Wow.
And if you're moving on to another country, just add a new destination to your existing Saily eSIM. There's no need to install new eSIMs every time.
Download Saily in the App Store or by scanning the QR code on Loons' face. Thank you.
You know it's never on anyone's face.
Yeah, I love that. Use code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout to get 15% off your first purchase. The details are in the episode description box below. One more time, boys.
Saily on a daily.
That sounds like a heartbeat, man.
Bro, have you ever played football in the park and a youth just starts playing in your match? Bro, man, you
what?
Bro, let me land.
Never.
Bro, there used to be one Eastern European done in the end.
Just let him play then.
Broski, what do you mean let him play? Whether you do you know what he would do?
You're not even asking.
You know what he, you know what he done for like 3-4 weeks? He just pretended that he didn't speak English. See, when man turned around and said, you could play with man, he was like, yeah, love boys, I'll be back next week. Right? He's just running with man. We're like, bro, you can't play. We're already playing. He'd be like,
But you know what, he just wanted to show you that he had a good touch.
Yeah, no, because he could play.
How do I show these men now? I need to show these men now. I'm grinding on the pitch.
He came and he just played.
Do you know how brave that is, though?
Yeah, bro, but he was cold, though.
You got to have attributes for man to be like, yeah, all right, he could play.
Yeah, no, because that's what it was at first. Man saying, brother, like, you're trying to... He turned up, cut socks. These weren't even cut socks days. He's doing too much Under Armour in
the
summer.
Drill top.
Yeah, all of that.
In the summer.
Oh, what, is he full kit wanker?
Yeah, bro. Goggles and them ting there.
Because look, we've all been young, like we were saying, yeah? All been young and you go somewhere and you don't know everyone there and everyone knows each other and they're kicking ball.
Yeah, you got to make your
mark. You do not know no one. You know, like, that is one of the most daunting things.
There's different types of people though. Like I remember once I went, I'll just stand on the side and watch. A man might roll up to you and be like,
But that's defense or goal.
Then there's other times you pull up, what, you might need a player? There's different ways to go about it. What, you just gonna walk into the middle of the pitch and start playing?
No, certain times I just be there and it's how I've played, got into games before, the ball, the lever just, you know, it's just gone far and I've gone back and I just, you know, you just
drill it.
you just drill it back to man, pause.
They're like,
well, you're going soon, innit? Yeah, I got my man. as soon as you're gone, I got my man there.
You know what happens after that though, innit? The next week you pull up. Oh, that's my picture.
Yeah, no one knows about my man.
What's your name again?
Balloons. Yeah, I got balloons right now. They're calling me balloons. Get me.
I've done that once. But you see, when I came back from my full debut, I stunk.
Yeah, I stunk as well.
They're like, who are you? You're not the same guy.
You can't
like,
play too great the first opportunity,
yeah, you
though.
Chill.
You got to just show them the basics.
Because then they're playing 100% with you the next time.
It's the five-yard pass.
Five-yard pass.
Man saying,
if
but
you can do
like,
that.
You hear everything your first time playing football with strangers. So you know that, like, 1-2, it's like, bap, bap, it's there. And 1-2,
yeah,
yeah,
there. I rock with my man. Yeah. I like my man. I like
Jacks,
my man.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all of that. You're listening, man.
Start
on.
Start airing on the second.
Yeah, and
game,
the next
still,
one,
yeah,
it turns into the mwah, 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 mwah. Sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. I just thought, shoot. You know what I'm saying?
My bad, bro.
Sorry, bro. I just said shoot. You know what I'm saying? No one said shoot, bro. No one said shoot. Clip it. Yeah. Good old days.
Good old days.
We ain't got a lot of football to talk about because
meaty.
The international break is here. Mo Salah is set to leave Liverpool at the end of the season. How do you feel, Loons? You made a video.
You crying? Why am I crying over, man?
I lied.
I'm not technically crying over, man. I'm just saying my club's... Big up, Mo, man. Every time. That's the best I could do, bro. The actors, hey, film. You see the crying on tap? You get what I'm saying? Too tight.
You're the fourth floor. Can't work for you, bro. Tight shit. Can't work for
I can't
you.
Even type.
I can't type shit.
Hey, you mean type shit? Mo, man. Absolute legend. I can't. You see, aesthetically, like, it's not even for you, innit? Like, it's not even for everyone, innit? He might not be like the Ferraris or the Lamborghinis or, you know what I'm saying, innit? But he's a supercar. Does that make sense?
I still think people are a bit, they throw that around too loosely. The whole, he's not easy on the eye thing. Maybe now, last like 2-3 years.
Because it's the comparisons
season,
with Hazard. His dribbling techniques are different, innit? Moles are similar to Saka, Mbeumo. These people are, they're not nice on the eye.
Not Saka.
It's direct, innit? Yeah, yeah. And it's getting my
Bremo,
body.
And Bremo, yeah.
Saka as well.
Yeah, get my body
Saka's
across.
A ball carrier than
yeah,
Bremo.
Saka. Saka's not.
Yeah.
They're all in
and
the
Bremo's
same.
Like a finisher.
But
they're not, man.
To get, like, it don't make sense, some of the goals I've seen the dude score.
Because it's Bubble Planet. It's
so
Bubble
fast,
Planet, bro.
No, but he had constant end product. Yeah, for years.
He's just so composed. When chaos is going on, he'll be sprinting full pelt, but just under control. Everyone around him's kicking and raving. You understand? He'll be the one calm mind. He's one of the maddest.
Do you know that there's some stat like he's the 8th highest scorer at Old Trafford?
That's nice. You, he's also the only player to score a hat trick at Old Trafford.
Yeah, I know.
He's the only player to score a hat trick at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
In the Prem.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No United stat. Players have.
No.
Opponent.
I was about to say, opponent.
Like.
Okay.
That's
nah.
still big trip. Think about the players that have been there. Henri, Shearer, Aguero, Suarez.
But still, if the only other person to do it was R9, that says it all, bro.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Mo was.
When they threw up his numbers the other day, man was just like, I didn't even, like, really even.
No, it's insane numbers.
Same
serious
double
numbers.
Figures you on everything every year. Everything's over a score. Every goals over a score and over 10 assists every year. Right wing. He's the best, 8 seasons.
He's the best, bootiest player I've ever seen in my life.
But you see what? That's taking things from him, man.
No,
you shouldn't.
He's elite.
You?
He's,
did you see him at Basel? Did you see him when he was at Barca?
He was off. He was like a speedy.
I can't remember who had them in the Champions League. Was it Chelsea?
And Liverpool played against
him. Did he go Chelsea after Barca?
Yeah. But him at Basel, you could just see. Then he went Chelsea. It didn't work out. But then he went Fiorentina and he looked just like he was at Basel again. Then Roma, same thing. Then you lot.
Over.
You understand? Chelsea was literally the only one. Still scored against us for Chelsea. Still, bro, and a proper Salah goal as well, like.
The cutting Salah.
Yeah. Nah, he didn't even do that. I'm sure he rounded the keeper. Just pace.
Is it?
One ball over the top, he's just gone.
That's the thing with him, yeah? I think...
We had 10 men, but...
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
Oh, come
still
on.
Still, though, nah, but it was a good roll.
The keeper had 10 men.
Oh, they had 10 men.
But you know what? Because you hit the nail on the head for me with Mo, yeah? It seems like it's aesthetically unpleasing, yeah? But you know what? He's got to the... He can like shoot at top speed. You know, everyone, you slow down, innit? You know, when you're running, you run through, you slow yourself down, and you, he can have shoot
in
at
that's spookiness.
In speed, like, he can shoot. That's a difficult trait.
When we talk about his dribbling, that goal against City, where he jinky-majinkied, man.
And then he
the
done
corner.
It again against Watford the
I
week
thought
after.
That was good on the eye.
I'm not saying he doesn't do it. Chelsea goal at elite.
He's just not. I don't think he'll be remembered as one of those players that consistently does it. Dan, that's not to take away, because he is.
The Gakpo assist, where he twisted up Martinez. You know when he made him go?
He's a body faint dribbler, isn't it? Like, because he's so dangerous.
7-0.
Just defenders, you can't be sure. You can't dive in against him, innit? So he's just always constantly having man.
But big up Mo, man. It's a bit weird that we're letting him go for nothing.
It's not weird. It's
business.
Sense.
Yeah, no, of course. But obviously he's got time in his contract. So
he's
obviously
got a year
letting
left.
Him go. Yeah, he's got a year left. So you could get money for him then, obviously. Because he's still ours contractually, innit? So I said it was a bit weird us letting him go with a year left, because you can probably, if Saudi, we can nick a 50 for him. So we're literally throwing 50 million away.
Yeah, but what are you saying? If they keep him, the wages is just too.
It's 20 mil. Only 20 mil.
Exactly. So
they're only saving 20 mil by letting him go.
I've got a question for you, look, though. Where does he rank?
All time.
All time. Prem. Attackers. Let's wingers and strikers. Where does.
He's top five, easy.
He's definitely
top. Let me ask you
five.
Then, is he better than Henry?
No, Henry's the best in the Prem ever for me. So,
and then it's Salah.
No.
Who's next after Henry?
Boy, it's the conversation's gonna happen now, isn't it? I just think Henry for everything, innit? Just charisma. Bro, I done that. You know, when you score, I done that.
And
I support Liverpool. Yeah. So do you know what I'm saying? Like there's things Henry done. Henry was
culture.
super cool.
The streets.
He had it, you know what I'm saying, innit?
Salah's accolades speak loud though.
Of course, like, and their accolades are at Premier League in the Prem. It's so Henry's number one. Obviously these men are gonna want me to say Wazza, but you see what it is with Rooney, like it's the amount of games he played.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? So and let's not make it about numbers. So you know what I'm gonna do? No numbers. I'm gonna be an adult and say Wayne Rooney number two. I'm going to be an adult. And then I'm going to put Mo Salah number three. Because I hear it. Wayne Rooney, 18. I hear it. I'm gonna be an adult and put Rooney number two. I'm going to be an adult. Yeah. I would have been childish and just put Mo one.
I don't think Rooney's number two. Yeah.
Don't you?
I would have thought they said CRs.
Nah.
I'm not including the only guy who got a Ballon d'Or in this conversation.
No, he didn't. Michael Owen did.
In this conversation. Don't shout, be an adult.
I didn't shout at all.
No, you did it.
That weren't a shout.
Be an adult.
No, you sound like a girl, bro. Stop shouting. I'm playing the computer, bro. Like, what do you mean, stop shouting?
Why
do
you keep talking over me?
Because you sound like my girl bursts in the room. Stop shouting.
You talk over
me
again?
I'm on the computer, bitch. Like, damn. Man on the roof.
What are we basing this combo off, though?
What? It's just opinion, bro.
But what is it based off? Like, just how their technical ability was, their
what they done
in the Prem.
Impact.
Like, because none of them done what Ronaldo did.
What did Ronaldo do?
Win every single thing as a youth, not even in his prime. These men were all in their prime when they
won.
What do you mean, win every single... Like,
Haider, what you got to remember, yeah? Fact that he's gone over to be at his best in his prime in another country, England can never have that Ronaldo that weren't in his prime as the best player in the league. Does that make sense?
It's a convo, of course.
To everyone that was in their prime in the league.
I understand that.
I think he had two serious seasons.
Yeah, he did. Three. He had two seasons.
Even the second one's like 18 league goals or something. Yeah. It's not
a
madness.
He had two seasons.
The 30 odd goals.
30
and,
something and then
and
the 18, one,
and then 18, 20. Yeah. And then the one before that was like 12. So he had two strong. Seasons. Yeah, man, he's not in the convo for
I ain't fighting that.
He's in the convo for world. See, not being in the convo for Prem. Not being in the convo for Prem and being second in the world, no arguments. You just be cool, man. He's second in the world, no arguments, bro. You know what I'm saying? So what are you doing here, man?
Just feel like what you lot try to brush past what he done in the Prem like it was
cat. Professor, bro. Just you said that doesn't mean nothing, bro.
He had two good seasons and you might as well put Van Persie in there.
Yeah, but would you agree Salah's done better than him in the Prem?
Absolutely, he has.
Suarez.
Based off what? Scored more goals and assists.
Suarez, what?
But that's
and he's won a lot.
He's won a lot. He ain't won more Prems than Ronaldo.
No, but that's a team award. Hides.
Oh, it's a team award.
What a, Suarez. Yeah,
cool.
What, a Premier League? Is not how many player of the years has he won?
Who?
Ronaldo.
I don't know the
two
exact figure, but
two.
If you want me to get them up, I can get them up.
Mo has got the record, bro.
That's
Mo has got the record. So that's an individual award. So you see when you're saying he's won these amount of prems, this amount, that's why all them trophies don't mean nothing. Because if I counted the trophy, if I counted the trophies, I would have put Salah ahead of Henry.
Do you know why? I feel like the trophies mean more than these individual awards.
No,
sometimes.
An individual award is how you judge
it's
individuals.
It's based off what? A panel or some or fans or this. There's always bias in these awards. Okay. In terms of trophies, we went through 38 games, or this is what the players can say. Went to war, won these trophies, bro.
Okay.
There's no bias.
Okay. Darren Fletcher is not a better player than Philippe Coutinho, but his trophy says it is. His trophy cabinet says it is. This is why you can't. Now you go to individual accolades. Let's see how many player
golden
of the months.
How many
won.
Golden boots has Ronaldo got?
How many Ballon d'Ors people win for one, individual accolades?
That's not. Hey, bro.
It's easy to mention Fletcher and Park and not Guan like they were main players of the team. At that time.
But
that
I said Coutinho's a better footballer than
but that's
undoubtable.
And then, all right, cool. He's a better player. But my point is, mentioning Fletcher and Park, like, they got more trophies, but they're not as good as Coutinho. But they done more for them teams and were more important at them times of them titles than Coutinho was for Liverpool.
Combo, yeah.
But this, we can go so many ways.
No,
about
but
it.
I'm
just saying,
we're talking individuals. We're saying, is the Salah one of the best individual players in Premier League?
He's
we're
top
not,
five for me.
We're not going to talk about
he might
who else
top
they
five.
Played with.
He's top three,
it's about
bro.
What you see with your
top
eyes.
Three.
How good was that
attackers,
player
100%.
To you? Do you get what I'm saying?
Is he though?
Has to be.
My eyes don't give him top five, bro. My eyes.
What do you mean your eyes?
No, I'm just going off the point he said. Eyes. He just said eyes,
bro. If you see a man hit the onion bag 30 times, 8 seasons in a row, bro. Your eyes are moving meaty.
I'm not disrespecting.
If they're not telling you this guy's elite, bro.
I'm not disrespecting his numbers.
There you go.
I'm not disrespecting
you said your
his
eyes
numbers.
Said he can't put him there.
Because of what I see with my eyes. The goals is what
but
I
what's
see,
wrong?
But how he plays is a conversation.
Goals, is he what? I need to hear it from someone without the help of people on Twitter. What does he do when he plays? That's an issue for your eyes. I need to know.
Good,
I need
on.
Someone
go
to
on,
explain
on.
It to me.
He's oftenly a player that looks like he's out of control with the football, like he's fighting the football. Let me land.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of 1v1s, up there. Not the best in 1v1s, but he's up there in terms of how he gets round players and stuff like that. I'm looking at him as a winger. He is not up there for me as one of those wingers, but he is elite. He's in the conversation, but I think there's just better players.
Because can't we just accept that he's not, his play style, like he's not silky. Mm. Like, he's not. He's like, you see when, I'm not comparing him directly to my man, but Messi, when he first landed, was just run, get a little bit of space and drag it, you understand? Until he became Lionel the Killer. You understand, fam? And I don't think people... I just think because Salah... If he was a United player, there's no way you'd have this. Mm. He's not easy on the eye stuff.
He isn't.
No way. Because a man... Because again, what was Rooney easy on the eye?
Was Rooney easy on
yeah.
the eye?
Was Rooney easy on the eye?
Rooney was
great
a...
question.
Rooney was a battler.
I want to know. Great I want to just answer the question. Yes or no? Because I think he was. But do you think he was easy on the eye?
I think he's a lot more than easy on the eye. Like in terms of battling, score, he's,
Salah.
He's a complete player.
No, but this is
one at a time.
That's the point. My whole point is that Rooney's, the Salah's, they're not Hazard. They're not
Henry.
Coutinho. They're not. These are the class. These are. Yeah, but my thing is these men are classy, rare. Like Henry, you can see in the way he plays, he wants to look a certain way. The side foot finish, the side step. Do you understand? The Rooneys, the Salahs, yeah, they just do it. It's just natural ability. Like when he cut, I'm going to let you go. When he cut in against Chelsea, just licked it.
Rickham.
Like, you understand, fam? Same way Rooney, arguing with the ref. Rare, Newcastle, bow.
Yeah.
You think he can? Like that's just... They're just savages.
I'm not saying Rooney's not silky,
Vardy.
But he's not wasn't one of your
Stevie
better
G.
players on the eye for me. Nani, Ronaldo, Tevez, Scholes, Nani. Carrick. Nani was good on the
eye. I'm trying to have a conversation
Nani
from a winger's perspective.
Nani was cold on the eye.
I'm not trying to have Rooney in this conversation. I'm not trying to have Rooney in this conversation. I was talking from a winger's perspective. I'm talking about wingers that I like seeing. I'm talking about wingers that are peeing on the eye. I'm talking about wingers that I like seeing.
But
I'm not trying to disrespect his numbers nor nothing. He's a bad man.
Okay, so you've got your team set up. There's a guy that looks good on the eye, silky, or there's Mo Salah. It could be any right winger in history. Just looks silky. He's just a silky version. Or there's Mo and his numbers. Who are you picking?
The silky Ronaldo we had over Salah.
On the right wing?
Right wing,
the
Ronaldo.
The silky Ronaldo we had. Before he turned into a striker, bro, is man forgetting the Ronaldo that we had?
Forget it. Bro, colder than Salah.
On the right.
Colder than Salah on the right.
Ballon d'Or Ronaldo.
You say Ronaldo weren't a good right winger.
Ballon d'Or Ronaldo. He could do either or. And I'll put him on the right. Over your Salah that's on the right.
So
I'll
why
put
isn't
him
he on the left
right.
already? Because I said you've got your whole team picked.
Ronaldo packed us from 40 yards from the right wing.
He played right wing. No, he played right wing that game. He played right wing a lot of games.
Let's end this convo, bro. With this kind of two convo. Two different convos going on. A lot of questions not being asked. But once again, we can't mention the best in anything without these man mentioning one of their players, bro.
He mentioned United.
Now, I mentioned Rooney. You brought up Ronaldo, United. But you lot bring Ronaldo in.
Exactly. Simple.
From a winger. I'm talking about wingers.
Lads, the way to answer it, let's talk about legacy. Their Premier League legacy.
Premier League legacy, Salah has had a longer and better legacy.
He brought up
individual awards. Go look at what Ronaldo won in 07, 08. He won every single award there is possible.
Individual awards was brought up.
Every single one.
I just think all them goals mean more than those awards.
And that's what I said.
I'll be real.
Legacy, Salah.
All those goals mean more than those awards. Man has to be real.
Salah's goals, bro.
Like what Salah done... From when he got to Liverpool till literally last season, it's a joke, bro.
All them goals mean more.
Of course they do. Then a Ballon d'Or. Hold on, 2 seconds. Let me stop.
But you, I want to go based off what you said. You said something key.
Okay, go on. You lot go on. Then I want to go.
You said something key. You said based off Salah's goals in the Prem, I'm guessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then... He can't even be top three because it's got to be Shearer, Rooney, and do you get what I'm saying?
I said his goals mean more than individual awards. That's what I said. That's all I said. You win games.
That's the hardest thing.
And trophies and those things with goals. You win nothing with votes from a Ballon d'Or.
But you're agreeing. But you're the one that brought up awards.
Lips, careful, bro.
No, you're saying I mean like player of the year.
You're saying the votes don't mean much, yeah.
No, I'm just saying they don't mean as much as goals.
Okay, but where do the votes come from?
I don't care.
Yeah, journalists.
Are you listening to what you're saying?
What are the journalists basing it off?
So what, bro? You're not listening to him. He's saying he don't care about it, bro.
I never said
you're trying to make him care about
it. It's as simple as this, yeah? You see, everything that's won in sport is via results. You understand? So 38-game season. Yeah,
league.
He's back. You get 3 points for a win, point for a draw, nothing for a loss.
Yeah.
We don't vote who became first and then second and then like a Ballon d'Or. Mm. That's political. You're doing this to me and that.
No, I'm trying to have a conversation with you.
People say other people should have won Ballon d'Ors.
I'm trying to have a conversation with you about it. Based on what you're saying, 3 points, 38 games, that wins you whatever based on, the same goals you're talking about that are important. The goals are important. For the goals that certain people score, they win stuff. For the goals that certain people score, they win stuff. Leagues, titles, accolades, individuals, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're still trying to discredit the fact that people are voting for a certain someone who's got the same goals that are winning the same titles for what they're doing.
I don't understand how you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Now, there's times, so if, say it was about, so for my prime example of why I feel that way is Thierry Henry. Pavel Nedved won it over him. Nedved was not better than him on no metric.
We didn't watch him.
On no metric.
We didn't watch him.
I did. We didn't watch him, respectfully.
You're being combative.
I watched Cafu slaughter Nedved.
We didn't watch him.
But I watched Henry closely. That's my favourite player ever.
Yeah.
Back then. And I wouldn't say every game of Nedved, but I watched a lot of Nedved as well.
Champions League.
Yeah, Juve were... And I don't even think Nedved was Juve's best player that year.
I think it was Del Piero.
You get me? So again, it was... But because of politics and red, people didn't want to vote for Del Piero. They voted for Nedved. You understand?
Because he was Del Piero was supposed to be something to do with the
some fascism or something.
No, the Serie B scandal. You know when they got relegated, all of that.
I'm just trying to get an understanding of where.
It's a dragon, anyways, man.
Are we saying forget the awards because goals win games and the goals are more important?
I'm saying what I'm saying.
I'm genuinely trying.
No, but that's what he's saying. What you're
saying. So we're basing this just off
I'm both saying, or? If in Salah, when it comes to Salah and Ronaldo, I'm not, you're trying to take it to the whole world. I'm saying when it comes to Salah and Ronaldo,
in the Prem.
Salah's goals in the Prem mean more than Ronaldo's Ballon d'Or. That's all I'm saying. All
right, cool. So can I say something? Forget Ronaldo's Ballon d'Or. Mm-hmm. They've both won the same things while being in the Prem.
Yeah, but it's not about
Salah scored more goals.
And he scored more goals.
Which
he
still accumulates to them winning the same amount of things. Or did Ronaldo win more leagues?
But he scored more goals, which means he had more
that's great.
More successful seasons.
He's been here longer, no?
If he's scoring more goals to less success, Ronaldo had 6 seasons. We're talking about being successful here.
How many more goals has he got?
He scored more goals and got less success.
Bro, Salah landed.
Salah's got 189.
And done the mad thing.
Ronaldo's got like 100 and something.
No, the only person. Salah's probably got a higher scoring rate than Henry, if man's being honest.
He has.
See,
he
there
does.
You go,
he probably
bro.
Does, yeah.
So it's
I'm not arguing that Salah ain't an elite player. Like, I'm just saying, like, I've seen a lot of these lists online recently, and bear of like, this is what I'm saying, it just depends on generation. Because our generations will say Henry's,
he's nearly 200.
Salah's, Ronaldo's, this, that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen older generations say Cantona, these man that had equally a mad amount.
Again,
of,
you can check.
Like, there's bare players.
You can check Henry with Cantona, and you will see. Like, you understand
191 goals.
Oh, you got 191?
191 Premier League goals. Mo Salah.
Okay.
191 Premier League.
How many leagues does it accumulate to Haider?
Bro, what does,
what does that mean, bro? What are you doing?
You're just being combative, bro. Just calm down, bro.
It's the same 3 points, 38 games you spoke about. It's the same 3 goals, 38 games.
Someone calm down.
Do you know what it is for Salah? I'm just sad that he played against the City team because he would have got more leagues. He would have got more things favourable to him. I'm very sorry that he played against City and kicked out their tee. That's the honest truth because all these goals should have gotten more than 2 leagues if we're talking just Premier League stuff. It should have gotten more. He's a bad boy. He probably
CR7 won 2 leagues. So why didn't his goals win in more leagues? And he never had a City, a dominant City.
No, because you're doing a whole heap of bullshit.
It's true.
Let me land. Why didn't Ronaldo's goal get in more leagues?
How many times was he in the league? How many years was he in the league compared to Salah?
Two less.
Yeah.
And just 2 leagues each. So everything that he won in England.
So why hasn't Ronaldo's goal
got no treble? He's got no. Hard, what, one double?
Hold on, this is what's mad what you're doing. Because Ronaldo has his Ballon d'Or, but then he has his team's treble. Yeah. And Ronaldo
That's
didn't even
I'm
win
saying.
The treble.
You can't use
Why are we
team
even doing
things.
That? Ronaldo didn't win the treble.
It's a lazy
Ronaldo
view.
Didn't win the treble.
You
but
mentioned
it's like,
England.
But you're just saying anything to make Ronaldo win. Mm. We've said something. Okay, Ronaldo don't win that. We move on to
man's
the next
not saying
thing. Now we're at, go on.
Let's forget
no,
Ronaldo.
You're calm. You're easy. What you're saying is-
I'm the madman. I'm the madman.
But you're not even wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong, bro.
Oh my God.
I'm not, no, but it's just, you're saying other things. So I'm saying 2 plus 2, 4. All right, then what's 4 plus 4? Okay, then what's 8 plus 8?
No,
what's
no,
wait,
no, no, no.
You are
overdoing
though.
It. Like,
let me hear
Heider,
go on.
I just feel like it's, we're all going off based off different things. Like one man saying legacy goals, this, that. Like we need to understand what the whole round angle we're approaching this at, and say, cool, this is our top five or this is our top three or whatever. Because
I just think Salah got to do more here, innit? Like
he got.
Ronaldo
but how long's
elite.
He been in? 9 seasons, no?
8 seasons. Eight. 7 seasons.
Eight, 9 seasons.
Nine. Let's say
Wait,
nine
on.
Seasons.
How many
yeah?
seasons did Ronaldo have?
Six. But he came. Six. He arrived as an 18-year-old. Let's just put it there. Left the league at 24. Loons, we're allowed to say Salah got to the league as a entering a grown man stage.
25. In his peak.
Ronaldo,
he landed
yeah, in his peak.
Yeah.
He landed here in his peak, bro. So it makes sense that he's been in 9 seasons and scored what 190
goals. So why can't
that
be why Salah was better than him?
But
you're explaining why Salah was better because we only saw peak Salah. It's not your because what you're saying is you think we're saying hold 2 seconds. You think we're saying Salah was a better player than Cristiano Ronaldo?
No,
he wasn't.
I don't think.
No
that.
One thinks that.
Legacy.
It's just in the Prem
because you had four
yeah
seasons.
Because like you explained, Salah got here in the peak of his powers. His first season at Liverpool was arguably his best season ever. And the three, four after that weren't far off that. You get me? So that's why it's like that. Same way Henry came, he weren't 18 or anything like Cristiano Ronaldo. He might not been directly in his peak. He was close to it. You get me? He done two seasons, 17 goal seasons, then 5 in a row, 20s. You understand?
Haider. So comes back to the same thing, yeah?
My point is, yeah, as a teenager, as a youth, not even in his prime, mm-hmm. Ronaldo was able to match everything Salah done and more in the prem, other than scoring 191 okay,
so
prem goals.
So let me ask you this.
My thing is, there's an argument to be said. Cool.
Okay, cool
Salah's
cool,
got
cool.
a better prem legacy, but people just brush aside Ronaldo like he done nothing.
We're not brushing Ronaldo.
Hold on, stop.
All I'm saying.
2 seconds. Do you think teenager Ronaldo was as good as any version of Salah that we've got in the prem?
No.
Possibly, yeah. Possibly, yeah. Why? All right, name me Salah's best season.
40 odd goals, bro.
40 odd goals.
Yeah. His first season or last season?
All right, and I'm gonna
the first one or the last last season?
All right, and I'm gonna go with your argument in terms of individual awards in his best season. What individual awards did Salah win?
No, Salah not you. Portuguese, just him. Ballon d'Or.
Just
stop
him,
it, man.
Just him. On, forget Ballon d'Or. Put Ballon d'Or aside.
All right. So
individual awards that season. What did Salah win?
I'm gonna tell you why Mo Salah has 17 less goals than Wayne Rooney in 200 less games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Wayne Rooney has played 200 more games.
All right. Now
and has 17. All right.
All right. Now for
goals.
For the Rooney argument.
Now. If you gave Salah those 200 games, how many goals?
Right, you get what I'm saying? Getting six.
Like, what are we doing?
He's going mad.
Why
is he going on a free then? Let him have the 200 games then and see how much goals he gets after that. He's tired.
How many? Hold
Let
on.
Me land, please land.
How many league goals did he score last season? 29.
There you go.
34.
League goals.
The last season. Last season.
League goals. No,
not
34 league goals.
He scored 29. He scored 29.
31?
No, he didn't.
League goals.
He said
two numbers. League goals.
I thought, wait.
I think he scored 29.
No, 32 was the wrong season. 29.
That is ridiculous.
That's all right, it's numbers. Ridiculous.
30 plus.
Bad boy numbers.
He was 33 for the 32. Sorry, for the majority of last season, and he scored 29 league goals.
Ronaldo's never done that.
No,
Rooney's never done that.
Never.
No.
You and we're
Rooney's
not
had
down
one 30 goal season.
All man saying is we're not downplay because you're. You think we're trying to compare
Ronaldo
the level
scored
of
31 in the league, by the way.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Oh, so here we are.
Rooney
never, Ronaldo did it. Now we just told you.
No.
Now we just told you.
Broski, so well done. Ronaldo in his best year ever scored two more goals than 30 plus year old Salah. Cool. We're showing you
in less games as well.
Cool.
What do we win that year?
But that argument's stupid.
Crowd, let us know, man.
Come on, man.
Let us know.
Alhamdulillah.
Salah or Ronaldo.
You know what I'm saying to you?
These guys are mad, man. Salah or Ronaldo.
Yeah. That wasn't even the argument, but yeah.
But it's not
Salah or Ronaldo because it's Ronaldo over Salah.
That's what I'm saying. That's
but
not the question.
Premier League.
No, the question was in terms of his Premiership legacy. Where does this put Salah?
Crowd, where does Salah land in Premier League
all time? Yeah.
Top what? Top whatever.
Man said top what? Know.
So yeah, Liverpool are gonna save about £20 million
a season.
One season.
That's his base though.
Yeah. One season.
So they're gonna save a lot of money. So even though they're not getting money for him, there's going to be money there and they're going to invest in new players. Who could they be? There's talks of Elise. Yeah.
Go get a centre back.
Thank you very much, bro. Right. Priorities.
Go and get yourself a centre back.
And a right back.
You still got a, that's all part of the shopping list. But
you got 20 mil to work with.
No, we got more.
Not much.
But you see what it is. The thing with Salah, you can't replace that, innit? That in terms of outputting goals, isn't it? We're never gonna combine that. Now the goals have got to be spread. I think you've got maybe
go and get Marmoush, man.
Who?
Marmoush.
What the hell?
To be fair, they got a sell about my man landing in the summer, innit?
Yeah,
the French youth.
Jacket.
So they've spent jacket in January.
Jacket potato.
I don't think that's enough, man.
And Leone's gonna be back as well.
Italian boy.
Yeah, the Italian boy.
Apparently, I've been listening to some financial experts in the football world. There's a lot going on in your club still.
Yeah, of course. We're not broke, though.
Apparently, you lot are worried. If you don't get champs, things could look
If we don't get champs, we're not. My man's not on. Whoever the gaffer is not on. Bro, that's the same with you. It's
financially,
the same with Man United. You don't spend the same.
We're good.
No, you don't spend. You're not, bro, 100 mil.
It's not about United. It's about
Salah.
No, I know,
but I'm saying, in terms of if you don't make Champions League, the players you want, your targets change. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
No, of United. We saw that last season. It changed.
You want one Highland. You don't want
it changes how much money we can.
I know what you're saying that. You know, you are almost lucky that you finish where you finish. Because Mbeumo and Cunha would have been like
Rodrigo and some other
that's
top.
Can I just land, please? The only reason we got them to, God bless Chelsea, they paid 40 million for Garnacho, which allowed us to spend 130
million. See, but that's what I'm saying, and that's because you never made Champions League.
It's got nothing to do with where we finish.
That's why you needed that money, bro. FPV.
God bless Chelsea.
If you got Champions League, you would have went higher. You would have
got better players, yeah.
We would have bought another midfielder, name brand.
But there's like man's been linked to that Diamond, was it Diamonde?
Leipzig, the winger.
Ahmad's bringing him up, you know.
Him and there's the other you at Lyon, you know, Fofana, him.
They're all left wingers.
See,
yeah.
right wing is a niche position.
I'm hearing Slot and Gakpo are there to stay though.
That's life, bro.
That's bad.
So why buy a left winger if you know he's only gonna play Gakpo?
Nah, right winger. They're linked with Rodrigo, innit?
Or is that still about?
He's gone for the whole season, gone for a year.
ACL went last month, but you lot was linked with him. I'm just saying, on a right winger perspective.
But he's gone last month, but that's 11 months out of football. I don't think we're going to go Rodrigo. He's going to be back next.
ACL's not 11 months.
He's out for like seven, eight months, for them, apparently.
It's, for us, it's life. them man got the physios of...
Nah, they do, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hands of Zeus.
Musiala done his ACL.
Back in eight months, bro.
You know, some of them should be life, though, you know.
Yeah, some of them should be life.
They're pulling up. After their career finished.
Did you see what happened to Trevor Chalobah?
Nah.
Who did they play? They played someone, and if you saw the picture, his caption was a Bible scripture. Because if you saw the picture, his knee should have been gone.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it was Champions League. I think it was PSG. But I'm telling you, but these professionals, they've... Come on, man, the money's there, innit?
I'm watching some documentary, and it's like some footballers is like, he didn't want to speak. He goes, yeah, they don't know about after... Man can't. Sometimes I can't stand up. I've got a wheelchair in my yard and all that.
Like, bro, what? Are you seeing Suarez?
Look at Suarez.
Nah, he's mashed.
Look at Suarez off pitch. He can't move.
Aguero as well.
He can't move. These men, they're cooked. Their feet are finished.
Yeah, Suarez used to play on. He can't play with his youths.
He's saying when he goes home, he just has to sit there and like dash a ball at them. He can't play with his youths. I swear down. He just like... How's your touch?
Bro, there's a video of Tevez linking up with Evra and Park Ji-sung. He's doing the 21 Savage thing off the wall. He's walking on the wall to spud them. You can't even walk straight, bro.
He's doing the 21.
Yeah, that's that.
See, the same story Gerrard had for Suarez, yeah? I think I heard Carrick say it for Tevez or something. Like,
about
big game. My man's ankle swole up at half time. And my man says, give me a bigger boot.
Yeah. Literally, bro. Like,
bro, he's my man. Someone the other day, I think it was Maldini or something, said it. He goes, bro, I had to get like 12 injections. Yeah, literally, bro.
He's cooked,
bro. You see Cazorla, I swear recently, he got his club promoted from the second league.
Hero thing, bro.
Even that was a miracle because, bro, apparently he's got no Achilles left.
He's had so many Achilles.
He's got no Achilles.
They took a skin graft. The bit of arm tattoos on his heel.
Yeah, literally, you can see it. No, it's literally, bro.
What?
Achilles, so he had rotting flesh.
It was eating itself.
Cazorla had zombie foot.
The last of us.
He had last of foot.
The last of foot.
Last of foot is mad.
I can't get chained next to him.
The last ankle.
He's walking dead.
Dunk, bro.
Actually walking dead.
Nah, bro.
But yeah, this is what I'm saying. You know black footballers, yeah? Do you notice they're like Mika Richards and the Daniel Sturridge? They man got two niggles. They man has...
Nah, you say that, bro. You see what Henry said to my man the other day?
He said, bro,
you're a soldier, bro.
Yeah, I like you, Mike, went out. That was touching still.
Yeah, nah, that because I did, obviously I deeped it, but when you actually deep it like that, it's true, bro. Like a lot of footballers get to turn up and go, you know what, I think this is my last year. And then the last year come, no, I'm gonna do one more year. Yeah. But my man got told, bro.
You can't kick again.
You can't go on. And I'm sure he could have said no and played non-league and just been a shell of himself. But to say, you know what, bro, cool. I'm mad.
I think 29
bro.
He bowed out, yeah, man.
Bro.
You know what, a sad one as well, since we're talking about injuries. Do you remember that West Ham striker, Dean Ashton?
Oh, yeah. Bro, he was a baller.
He was a baller.
But he had it the worst.
Bro, just
I don't know. You know, you're saying money helps the need. Money didn't help that way.
No, West Ham got relegated.
He was championship, bro.
They were fighting it.
He was championship.
He got called up for England.
Yeah, quality.
Yeah, that's him. With him is his body type. He just didn't.
Too much weight.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah,
but what, has he got the Gyökeres build?
Kind of, but good feet.
And he's got the Gyökeres build, Dean Ashton.
It's like heavy, top heavy.
Taller.
They're both
quality
big. He's heavier. He wasn't as lean as Gyökeres.
You see what it is with football? It's like the players that you think would get more injuries didn't. Like you see like the De Canios, the Berbatovs. You'd think because they're
built like a dad. Yeah, they got dad builds.
And they wait for people to press them and then they get out of trouble.
It's the way they play, though.
They're smart. Players, Berbatov was mad intelligent.
You look at Jack Wilshere, yeah? You see, this is a boy that it was going to have a big injury, bro. Like, you'll see two slide tackles flipping Maldini and Ross Clark. Satan himself. And they'll try freeze through both.
No, but Wilshere's thing was he turned last second, innit, with his ball.
He didn't.
His turning was mad.
Sometimes you need to accept that contact's going to happen and just not do it or pass the ball. He's like, fuck.
It's the English thing. You remember, don't ball out 50-50s, lad. I remember the first one I went into, it felt like my leg was going to come off. You know, like your wrestling toy, the leg pops off. Pow. I felt like that.
Remember Gerrard's debut? He went in with a crunch straight away.
50-50, ball, bow.
You need to learn. You need to know how to ride a challenge, bro.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, Henry was great at that. You see the Bernabeu, I think Ramos tries to slide tackle. He doesn't even see him. He just jumps on. He just knows it. But certain players, they'll just man. You gotta protect yourself.
Rooney. Just got let them forward in the studs up. He's like,
Skinner Rooney.
I'm not going in a 50-50 Rooney.
This is the only thing I like about these like footballers talking on podcasts sometimes. You get a proper insight into what was actually going on. Bro, Rooney, he had a broken foot. He was scoring goals against Chelsea.
You can see, you never know
unless they talk
Rooney
about it.
Rooney had no right to be there.
Bare footballers are pussy.
Him physically shouldn't even have made it. Not made
mental.
It.
No, nah, like, built with mental still.
Bro,
yeah.
If he looked after himself.
They're not letting you through if you're that size
builder.
Now.
They're not letting you through.
Rooney's build.
Yeah, they're, if you're a young dude. But you see, he got through 16 or whatever. Yeah, if they got a youth like that now, they're saying you're amazing.
But not about us.
A year of cardio.
Yeah.
You need to do before you see anything.
They said he had a hairy chest, hairy back.
Yeah.
have you seen Street Striker? That show that you have you watched it now?
Bootcut.
My man's got a leather jacket on, you know. Jeans, you know. And he's dead in the leather, bro.
Bro.
From the tower block.
Bro,
I said this guy.
Bro, I see there's one where they had to a man's throwing the ball off the tower block and they need to kick it into a skip.
Oh yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
He's in boot cut
jeans.
You know, like a blue ink hoodie, like the where the hoodies are
Levi jeans.
The sleeves are different material to the chest. Like it's the back of the jean is tear up.
Yeah, man.
Bro,
he
dashed the ball at him.
Boom.
Yeah, bro, he licks it full power. All the way up in the air, straight back into the...
He's one player I wish he looked after himself how Ronaldo did. Because I think he
wouldn't have got the same player, though. You wouldn't have got
the same player. I know.
I think that's what it is.
But that's like, if everyone looked after themselves the way Ronaldo did, it'd be a different...
No, but Rooney, I know what he means, though. Rooney would still be Prem now.
Yeah,
CDM like, for Everton.
I think players like Rooney, we saw him... He was as good as he was because he got to be that way, innit?
They weren't telling him
do extra training sessions where they just said, brother, cool, you're a bit slow in the jog behind.
Bro, I just mean in terms of not smoking. He was going through a pack a day, easy.
But that's what gets him
through. All of that, do you get what I'm saying? Like,
allegedly, when you play football like that, you got to smoke something after, bro. I'm telling man. Berbatov. I hear it, bro.
No, the when man I see Berbatov, just smoking.
Bro, I see Berbatov on Instagram the other day. Barefoot. Blazing.
He's still techie.
At the wall, innit?
He smokes some skinny cigarettes.
Power. Cigarette in his mouth.
Forget that.
He got the weight bag behind him, trying to hold off the weight
bag. He's got the boxing bag. In his living room.
He's doing a voiceover to the video. You just have to be cool. It's all about your first touch.
Big up Dimitar.
He's moving like
Dimitar.
It's so normal. As you can Dimitar's see, cold. I'm using the laces of my foot. It's nothing. Just do it.
I
tried to go in the garden and do it. I pulled like three muscles in my... Yo.
He's who Spozzolai wishes he was.
They're two different players.
What are you doing?
I didn't mean in terms of footballing ability.
He slows the game down. Supersize more.
I'm not talking about football. Off the pitch.
I'm talking about smoothness.
They're just their East,
aura,
but they're
like.
Eastern yeah, Europeans.
France got more aura than them.
Then Berbatov. Know, man.
Nah, yeah, like, in terms of
yeah, but Menes compared Volta Mardi to Berbatov.
Who?
I think yeah, literally, that's what you're doing. You're just, you must said Berbatov. Aura
compared to Sobs.
That's why I said he wishes he could be.
I thought aura was that though.
Nah. Let me tell you what aura is. Aura's that goal. I think it's against Blackburn. My man brings it down. Does a mad thing. Passes it to Evra. Bro, does some ridiculous diag ball. Broski jogs into
the ball.
And he gets it back.
You can see Alex Ferguson standing thinking, get in there. He's like, nope. Just runs across. Yeah, yeah, let me get it. Placement. Yeah. No celebration.
Forget that.
Run it.
Bro. Remember the one where he gets whipped in, he brings it down and he just lifts it over the keeper into the corner. So calmly. Bro.
No, but you know what it is? That's what Eastern European man are on, innit? The cool, lethargic. Because
Romanians.
Sobolai done that doing up there.
I don't know, man. Getting cane rolls on that's mad, like.
You'll never see Berber get cane rolls, like.
Let's talk about who Liverpool
can get. We tried. Kubo.
Kubo. That ship sailed, surely, bruv.
Bro, he's like.
He's a good player. But Salah
replacement. We're not going to get the first.
Yeah, it's not
goals.
About that.
This signing, the signing we get is not. He's good.
Can I say something? I saw someone say it on Twitter. Because Salah's gone. Slot can actually go get Jacob Murphy now to unlock Isak. Maybe not.
You lot are not understanding.
I'm not talking about Jacob Murphy himself.
Type-ish.
Frimpong. I'm telling you, he might go and save some money. The club, I'm not saying the gaffer, because I don't think he's going to be
money's tight at
the season.
Right,
I think they're going to push Frimpong a bit further up just for that whip. You see when he's high on like, the right winger like, on that side, he's been looking.
Does it stink? Does it stink a bit?
He's not going to be our mate.
No. 2 seconds, 2 seconds. I'm not saying, listen, I went.
Going to buy a right winger.
No. I went Emirates. He was right wing. He played really well. I'm not saying he stinks. He's a good player. I'm just saying for your Trent replacement, to end up as your right winger the season after, that's bad.
That's not good.
I don't think
that's
he's a Trent replacement, though.
No, he definitely was.
It can be perceived as it, but I don't think he was. I don't think, because remember what I said to you, he's never played right back in a four anyway. He plays right wing for Holland, and he played right wing back for Leverkusen. He's never been a right back. So that's why I thought Conor Bradley.
So Liverpool got bumped.
Yeah, Conor, no, it's not. Bumped.
It's either dumb about? Stupidness bumped.
Bro, it's just you don't buy players for now. Sometimes you have 5 year contracts.
Can I land?
It was a bad signing.
Do you know why? Based off your logic, it's a bad signing. No, you don't go into the season with only one recognised right back in Bradley, who I'm sure
Joe
was
Gomez
injured
can play
or got
there. Szoboszlai can play there.
Gomez, who he's played once in like 900 days. Like.
All right, you're lying now.
Right, recently he's been forced to play him, but before Gomez couldn't get a look in, he was sat on the bench.
Frimpong was meant to be their Trent replacement, as in as good as Trent, but
like for lack, position wise.
Yeah, he's never played it.
You don't go, I'm going to play my best midfielder.
It's still a bad signing. Bro, them first five games, Frim was right back.
Thank you.
He was there to play right back.
He got injured in the third
game.
Hold on.
Look, do you know what? Hear this. You're saying he's never played there. He's played right wing back though.
Yeah, that's
right. Right wing backs are more suited to play right back in a back four than right wing in a front three.
But Leverkusen do not play with right wing back. Leverkusen play. They play with the
inverted tens.
Inverted tens, and they got right mid, left mid, and it was him and Grimaldo. They had a Trent and
wing
back.
They were wing back.
15.
I still think that's closer
to
right back.
Is Ahmad a wing back? Was he a wing back?
He was playing wing back.
Yeah,
I thought he was playing the RM. I thought it was a bit further up. I think you play back three, not back five.
I'm not going to lie. If you are playing a back three and you are one of the widest midfielders, you are a wing back.
Wing back, it's the same thing.
You are Grimaldo.
They weren't a left midfielder. It was a left wing back.
No, they had that season under Alonso.
Grimaldo was their top goal scorer.
They didn't. Exactly. They didn't go. They didn't.
That's because of the way they...
Those two didn't defend, bro.
You're telling me they went unbeaten in the league because them two didn't defend.
They had Jonathan Tah, Hincapié, and whoever else it was. And then they had Xhaka. He didn't push either. So you've got four in your defensive half and everyone else was attacking.
That's how
they were playing.
Not having that.
You are a wing back. If you're there's a back
I'm
three.
I'm telling you how they were playing anyway.
Because how much strikers were there? One or two?
One. Boniface.
Patrick Schick.
And the other guy.
So they were playing 3-5-1. That don't even make sense.
No, they were playing 3.
They're literally, bro.
3.
That doesn't.
They were playing
3-6-1.
4-3.
3. And the other two is Wirtz. So Wirtz and.
So there's already Wirtz up front. So where do you think the two wide midfielders are going?
It's not the width up front. It was Wirtz and that. It was Lippy.
They're wing backs.
They were playing the tens like what Man United do.
And they go out wide.
And those are wing backs like United.
Do you not play?
When you
now he's talking about the 2-10.
We're fighting this, bro. We're talking about Frimpong. What are we doing here about Frimpong?
He's a wing back.
No, it was. It started with Frimpong. It went to Lever. Frimpong was a bad sign for Liverpool. It's done.
Frimpong and Grimaldo are wingers.
Let me ask you. So when you are playing with the 2-10s,
now it's us.
Were they wingers? I'm asking because it's the same formation.
On paper, they're tens. In the match, they have to go wide.
Yeah. So where were they?
What are the four? And what are the two either side of Bruno and Thing?
So where was
wing
Ahmad?
Backs.
Where was Ahmad?
Wing back.
Where was Ahmad?
Wing back.
In midfield, along when we're attacking, but when we're defending, they're wing backs, almost right backs.
And wing back, Ahmad was bro. A wing back.
It's wing back. Yeah. Do you know the reason I know this? You see, when they try and make me play there, no.
You're
it's
doing the bare running
bro,
back, you know.
You can't play that.
It's the hardest job on the pitch, bro. It's
unless you like have the know-how.
Your tank has to
brother.
Be on point.
And it's just, even just to know where to be all the time. Because certain times you've got to swing with the back four.
Okay.
So that's why I'm
this
yeah,
what
you
I'm
do.
Saying. It's
when
you
Ronaldo goes,
of course you both don't
no,
go.
No, both of them's going to go. You
of
understand?
Of course not.
So when it happens, they swing. So when it swings, Frimpong becomes the right back. Grimaldo becomes the left back.
I
get
know.
Me?
I know.
All right.
Loser's trying to say that
you
didn't defend
so
that.
Because it's that formation, do you reckon everyone plays the formation exact same? Or this is what manages individuals? Because he asks different things from different players. Boys, come on, man. Because they're doing the formation. Everyone's swinging. Everyone that has this formation does this swinging thing. No, they don't.
Can we
what are you talking about?
Lips.
Like, fuck. You man are moving so naive.
No, not.
Like.
Did you hear what you just said? Yeah?
You man are moving
you
so
you said no
naive.
Matter what, Xhaka goes deep.
He
if
does.
Xhaka was to go deep, he'll be in the left pocket where Grimaldo is. That right pocket where flipping Frimpong would go up from. There's no one, I'm telling you,
but
my man was trusted athletically
I've seen
to manage
sort of
that whole wing.
Outside the box,
to manage
man
that whole
say,
wing. You understand?
Same.
They did. Grimaldo and Frimpong are wingbacks. That's what they are. If you see them in a back four, if you see them in a front three, you're going to say they're not in their natural position, bro. And I just think, it's just an opinion, bro. I think wing backs are better suited to play in a back four than they are to play in a back
I only
three.
Knew Grimaldo as a left back before he turned left wing back.
The fact of the matter is, it's a bad signing and we spent how long
yeah.
talking about the
losers
fact,
trying to
signing.
Defend it too much.
And we're saying it's a bad signing, not because of what he's done or what kind of player he is, just in terms of
profiling. Exactly. Yeah.
You bought him to replace Trent.
And then you've played your best midfielder right back.
The reason, and you said it on this show, the reason it would have been all right is that Trent doesn't offer much defensively. So having an offensive fullback to replace
that's
him
like for like with Trent. Like for like with Trent.
And then this has happened,
definitely
bro.
Definitely like for
so
like.
So it's been a bad signing, bro.
So Liverpool,
so far,
Liverpool need a right back, should we say? Or are we saying Frimpong should...
They need two right backs. I don't even think they trust Bradley.
I think they should just... I don't think they should spend on a right back still. I think they should spend big on a centre-back, another centre-back,
yeah.
and a right winger. Because Jacket's good from what we've seen.
Oh, left wing's
but
blessed,
don't
isn't it?
No, you put him with Van Dijk, bro. Like,
Man,
you don't know, okay. bro.
Are you saying that based on the fact that Konate leaves or he's still there? Because they've got.
Yeah, he ain't signed
Van Dijk, Konate, and Gomez.
Who's the other guy in centre?
And the Leone. And the Leone.
They got five centre backs.
They got five centre backs. Are you saying
one of them has to leave, innit? I think Van Dijk is, if that jacket you is good and mobile, I think Van Dijk will look good.
Apparently, look good, bro. That jacket breast stinks. I can't lie.
I don't know, innit?
You hear that?
Apparently. Allegedly.
That jacket guy stinks.
Allegedly, I'm hearing the owner of, they bought him from Lille, innit? He could not believe you lot paid that much for him.
I heard that story about Euro.
Yeah.
I did.
It's about us again. I'm just trying to move on.
Like, it's about a French defender, bro. Like, why is everything so personal?
We're talking about
chill
Liverpool.
Out, bro. Fuck. We're talking about a French defender. I bring one up where I heard the exact same story. Like, why are you so in your feelings, bro? Grow up, man. Grow up, man.
That's the same team. You got Euro from Lille as well.
Did they get Euro from Lille as well?
Yep.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. So the guys is talking the same shit then. Okay.
Hey, you lot in trouble if you're getting a Euro, though.
I know, bro.
I'll be real. Like.
I know. We are in trouble if we've signed a Euro. 100%.
Million. 100%.
million. Remember that one there? Oh, Real Madrid wanted him, so he's good.
We'll see in it. Who's defenders do better?
Hey.
Liverpool need a new manager.
I said this at the start of the season.
You need a midfielder. I think you need a midfielder.
McAllister stinks. I'll be real.
McAllister might be gone.
The only one they have is Endo.
McAllister's gone.
Endo.
Nah, he's going, man.
No, but I'm saying that's your only combative midfielder.
Yeah, but combative midfielders are a thing of the past. Good
Grav, best six
that,
in
though.
The world, no?
Elliot Anderson.
He's not combative, though.
Because when I'm saying combative, I'm not
I
talking...
I want them man there, you know, that's kicking man up and running around and just wasting energy. I'm not into that, you know.
Who's your ideal centre mid if you're going to buy one? Who's your ideal centre mid? Realistic.
I'd take the guy from Wolves, you know.
Gomez.
Mane.
Oh, yeah.
Gomez.
One, is it Gomez or the other
Andre,
one?
Andre. No, Andre Gomez.
Jao Gomez. He's a baller. Yeah, he's got... I see something about him. He's like tackled the most players, got the most progressive... You know I'm saying, yeah, like, I like that.
You can find diamond in the dirt, innit? You can find diamond in the dirt.
I don't think Liverpool are in a position to do that, man. Me personally.
Nah, I don't want to relate it, but...
You bought Isak and it went wrong.
Man, he got injured,
I'm the worst then. I'm the only person that wasn't worried about Wirtz. Yeah, not because of Liverpool, just him. And you know how I feel about the German league. If I was wrong, I was wrong. But I don't think I got my man wrong. He will be good though, because he's definitely a good player. I just think Liverpool, like how we were a couple years ago, yeah. When you go, guy, like we went and got Havertz. Yeah, love him now or whatever. But you remember how I was.
I was vexed.
Like when you're on the verge
you
of
from Chelsea.
Yeah, but it's just he wasn't good. He's not cold. Like,
yeah,
you
but
know
you saw that at Chelsea that he weren't good.
Exactly.
So that's how you knew, innit? So that's why you weren't happy. If you got him from Leverkusen, it would have been a whole different thing.
No, but he didn't rate Wirtz.
He was that guy. He was the Wirtz when Kai Havertz was at Leverkusen.
I don't know, man.
He was the top tier talent. He was.
But I wasn't scared
was
when Chelsea got Havertz.
When Chelsea got him, everyone was like, wow.
I wasn't because, again, Chelsea got him for no reason almost. Where was he going to play?
He's at 80 mil, no?
He came to play. Exactly. Then he came to play nine. Yeah, he won them the Champions League. Wicked, innit? But you're right. It is a bit different from Gomez still. It's different because man kind of
brushed him.
You know him, man. You know that Gomez. And,
brushed it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The McAllister thing, I think the game, how the team's trying to play football, yeah, I think it's going to go past him, literally.
Is it a case where it's Slot that needs to go? Bring a new manager in.
I think it's that.
Find out what he can do with these players still here. I feel like that's what Liverpool's going to do. Because I feel like they already...
You know your club. You see when your gaffers are doing...
Can I give
and
my
you know
opinion?
Your guy's not going to sack them.
Can I give
it's
my
the
opinion?
Same, I feel the same.
Can I give my opinion? My opinion is, yeah, last transfer window went a bit wrong. They've tried to make up for that in January by telling Salah, yo, cut so we can buy Gay and Semenyo. That didn't work. Salah said, I'm staying. They want to kick me out the club. I'm just giving my opinion. Now, I feel like you lot, this summer's going to be peak for you lot.
Look, so let me help out
everyone
your
Everyone thinks it's all hunky-dory at
let
Liverpool
me help out
watch.
Your thought process.
Go
the Gehi situation, you can't be more further than the truth. Crystal Palace was trying to sign a centre-back. They didn't get their centre-back in time. Gehi was done deal. That was a done deal.
No, can I say something?
They didn't, you lot stalled.
They wanted 35 mils, you said no.
You just say your thing. So... Crystal Palace didn't send their part of the paperwork into the Premier League. That's the only reason Gehi didn't come to Liverpool.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it's the facts. These are the facts. It's 100%. These are the facts. Remember, they all the David Ornstein and what's his name, Fabrizio said he's going to Liverpool. Last minute, it didn't go through. They didn't send the paperwork through. Focus, man. So it's not really that per se. You get what I'm saying to you? That was out of our hands, and the signings ain't Slot. It's Richard Edwards, whatever his name is. Richard Hughes. Yeah, whatever. That's
but boys, can I be real? I gotta be honest with you, man. This episode is sponsored by NickPouches.com.
Man, them need
that's
the one too.
NickPouches.com. Comment below, share, hype, like, and subscribe.